more innocent animals are being abandoned, abused or neglected than ever before. That's according to the Irish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the ISPCA, who are calling for private kennel owners to make their kennels available to accommodate growing numbers of neglected animals that can't be housed elsewhere. It's all part of an emergency appeal by the ISPCA called Stop the Pain, which is being launched today. Dr. Cyril Sullivan, Chief Executive Officer at the ISPCA, joins us now. Dr. Sullivan, in terms of numbers, what are you seeing?
Good morning. Just very quickly, I suppose we've unprecedented numbers. Really, the numbers are staggering. From our point of view, we would our annual numbers for last year have effectively arrived in the first half of this year. So we're going to have double the numbers of cruelty cases and neglected animals coming into our care. So it's a very serious situation for us. We really see it as a national crisis in animal welfare. And you know, as I said, we're launching a national appeal today on the basis that we're determined not to leave any animal behind. If our inspectors are called out, we're going to rescue that animal.
So it's doubled the number. So why the increase in animal cruelty cases?
We believe it's really post-COVID. It's related to the pandemic. We believe that what's happened is a twofold effect. Everybody remembered during COVID that if they wanted to buy a dog for their family, they're all at home. The dog costs tripled and probably quadrupled. But what happened then was when everybody went back to work post-COVID, that market effectively died overnight. So what you had is breeders with dogs, some legal, some illegal, and you had people going back to work, which meant that for the likes of ourselves, where we have people taking the animals into a loving home, reduced significantly. So it's really been a double effect. And, you know, it's been very serious for us in terms of particularly the breeders and the number of dogs we're taking in.
Can you describe the types of cases that you've been dealing with recently?
Well, there's a very good example over the last fortnight. Our national helpline in Longford, we get between 10,000 and 15,000 calls there a year. We got a call in. It seemed innocent enough in the sense that there was a lot of noise coming from a particular area. And our inspector carried out an inspection. And what they found was 116 dogs in a small room, all in cages, no light, no exercise, no food, in really deplorable conditions. So, as I said, even though our kennels are full, our centres are full, we have really no alternative but to take those animals to safety. So we're renting temporary accommodation, and I suppose that's what we're, as I said, we're launching a national appeal for, because really for us, we have to be able to work our way through 2023 and this increase in numbers.
116 animals, they're all in rented kennels now, and you're calling for help in relation to that. Do you think private kennel owners can help out?
Yeah, so what's happened is that we've one step ahead of that, really, in that what we've done is our plan is to provide temporary accommodation. You know, we recognise the problem we have, so we have our plan, and it is a simple plan. We're going to provide temporary accommodation for those animals, so we have organised our private kennelling, and from there we're going to make sure that our vet services are ramped up because the additional animals are coming in. But the main thing for us is develop our own capacity, so to have kennels going into our own centres and to make sure that we take them out of private kennelling into our own care, because they're a far better situation for them. And finally, as I said just now, what we're looking for in terms of the appeal are people at home who are thinking about taking an animal in, or, you know, they might decide to adopt. But they can also foster and just see how that works for them. And then if it works, it means they can adopt long term. If it doesn't, it's a far better outcome for the animal, for us, if people take it into a loving home, even temporarily, you know, it's a terrific outcome.
Finally,
are
penalties tough enough on people abusing animals?
Well, the penalties are. I mean, you can have a fine of up to 250,000. You can be imprisoned for 5 years for cruelty cases that are considered serious enough. So the penalties are there. The legislation is there. I think the issue really is more just putting resources into enforcement. So for ourselves, we have 9 inspectors across the country. We need to be able to, you know, increase that number. But we also need to increase our capacity to be able to take animals in. We deal with all animals. So we're converting breeding stables and everything in just to be able to cope with the number of dogs coming in. So I suppose the key thing for us today is that we're calling on animal lovers across Ireland, the Irish public, to help us save these animals in 2023, because we need to be able to get through to 24. And if they can make a donation, ispca.ie/donation, if they can make a donation to us, we'd really appreciate it. Any amount, small or big, would really make a massive difference to us.
Dr. Cyril Sullivan, thanks for joining us this morning.